trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
细说基督教，李四桂牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
现在我们低头祷告。
慈爱的天父上帝，我们在有两次研究关于主的恩典，我们实在感谢你，感谢不尽，因为你的恩典够我们用。求主的救恩到每一个人的家里，使他们知道主爱他们，使他们知道主耶稣愿意救他们到底。我们现在要研究这个学科，求主帮助我们可以明白论到心远的道理。我们这样的祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。
Number
89，第八十九课。
89，
第八十九课。
The subject of lesson 89 is the new covenant.
第八十九课的题目是新约。
The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah,
旧约的先知耶利米,
foretold that God would one day establish a new covenant with his people.
曾经预言说有一天上帝要和他的子民订立一个新约。
Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord.
耶和华说日子将到。
When I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel.
我要与以色列家另立新约。
But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord.
耶和华说那些日子以后，我与以色列家所立的新约乃是这样。
I will put my law within them.
我要将我的律法写在他们里面。
And I will write it upon their hearts.
写在他们心上。
And I will be their God.
我要做他们的上帝。
And they shall be my people.
他们要做我的子民。
Jeremiah 31:31-33.
耶利米31章31-33节。
First, let us consider the Old Covenant.
首先让我们来想到旧约。
Then we will study the difference between it and the promised New Covenant.
然后我们再研究它和所应许的新约之间的分别。
Anciently, God chose Israel to be his special people.
古时候上帝曾经拣选以色列人做他特别的子民。
To them,He gave his truth.
他把他的真理赐给他们。
The knowledge of his holy will.
也赐给他们关于他神圣旨意的知识。
God promised to bless them materially.
上帝应许要使他们得着物质方面的福气。
And spiritually.
和属灵方面的福气。
If they would be loyal to him.
如果他们忠于他。
And faithful in proclaiming the truth.To surrounding nations.
并且忠诚地向周围各国宣讲真理。
When the children of Israel were led out of Egypt by Moses,
当以色列人被摩西领出埃及的时候，
they were but a nation of slaves.
那个时候他们不过是一个奴隶的国家。
For a long time, they had been in bondage to the Egyptians.
他们被埃及人束缚了一个很长的时期。
As a result of slavery, most of them had forgotten God's purpose for them.
因为被奴役的结果， 使他们在中间，他们中间的大多数的人都忘记了上帝对他们所有的旨意。
God's first great act in behalf of his people after the Exodus.
在以色列人离开埃及之后，上帝为他们所行的第一件大事
was to make a covenant with them at Mount Sinai.
就是在西乃山和他们立约。
The terms of the covenant were the Ten Commandments.
这约的条款就是十条诫命。
God himself came down upon Mount Sinai.
上帝亲自降临在西乃山上。
And proclaimed his law amid thundering and lightning.
并且在雷轰和闪电中间宣布了他的律法。
After hearing the solemn words, the people promised...
在听见了这些庄严的话之后，百姓就应许说
All the words which the Lord hath said, we will do.
耶和华所吩咐的，我们都必遵行。
Then Moses recorded the words of the Lord.
然后摩西就把主的话记录下来。
He offered animal sacrifices.
他把动物献为祭物。
Some of the blood of the animals was sprinkled on an altar erected for the occasion.
这些动物的血被洒在为这件事而建造的坛上。
Next, Moses took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people.
然后摩西就把约书拿出来念给百姓听。
Again they said,
他们又说
All that the Lord hath said will we do.
耶和华所吩咐的我们都必遵行。
And be obedient.
要遵行。
Exodus 24:7.
出埃及记24章第七节。
Then Moses took some of the blood.
然后摩西就拿了一些血。
And sprinkled it on the people, saying,
撒在百姓的身上说
Behold, the blood of the covenant.
你们看，这是立约的血。
Which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words.
是耶和华按这一切话与你们立约的凭据。
Later Moses was called into the mount by the Lord.
以后摩西被主召入山里头。
Where God wrote the law on tables of stone with his own finger.
上帝在那地方用他的指头把律法写在石板上。
Afterward, this law tablet was placed in the golden ark of testimony.
后来又把这个法板安置在黄金的约柜里头。
This ark was in the most holy apartment of the sanctuary.
这个约柜是被放在圣墓的至圣所里头。
The sanctuary stood in the midst of the camp of Israel.
而圣墓就是在以色列人营盘的中央。
How long did the children of Israel keep this covenant?
以色列人遵守了这个约有多久呢?
Less than 40 days.
还不到40天。
Before Moses returned from the mount,
在摩西还从山上还没有回来之前,
they were worshipping an idol of their own making.
他们就拜他们自己所制造的偶像。
Often it was thus with Israel.
以色列人常是这样。
Their history is a record of repeatedly breaking God's covenant with them.
他们的历史是一再破坏上帝与他们所定的约的记录。
Finally, God rejected the nation of Israel as his chosen people.
最后上帝就拒绝以色列国作为他的选民。
This, in brief, is the story of the old covenant.
这也就是旧约概要的故事。
Then Jesus came,
然后耶稣来了,
the mediator of a better covenant,
他是做更美之约的中保,
which was established upon better promises,
这约原是凭更美之应许立的。
Hebrews 8:6,
希伯来书八章六节,
in the old covenant,
在旧约里头,
the people promised to obey,
百姓曾应许要顺从,
in the new covenant,
在新约里头
God promises to write his will upon our hearts.
上帝应许把他的旨意写在我们的心上。
The sacrifices of the old covenant were but the lives of and blood of animals.
旧约的祭物 只不过是动物的生命和血。
In the new covenant,
在新约里头，
How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God?
说基督借着永远的灵将自己无瑕无疵的献给上帝。
Purge your conscience from dead works.
他的血岂不更能洗净你们的心，除去你们的死刑？
To serve the living God.
使你们侍奉那永生的上帝吗？
Hebrews 9:14.
希伯来书九章十四节。
So now we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all.
所以现在我们靠耶稣基督只一次献上他的身体就得以成圣。
For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified.
因为他一次献祭便叫那得以成圣的人永远完全。
Hebrews 10:10-14.
希伯来书十章十十四节。
The basis of the new covenant,is still the Ten Commandments.
新约的基础仍旧是十条诫命。
It does not say,
他并没有说,
I will put new laws into their hearts.
我要将新的律法写在他们心上。
But I will put my laws into their hearts.
而是说, 我要将我的律法写在他们心上。
Hebrews 10:16.
希伯来书第十章十六节。
God himself never changes.
上帝他自己是永不改变。
Neither does his will.
他的旨意也不会改变。
So God is today making his covenant with individuals, not nations.
所以现在，今天，上帝是与个人立约，而不是与国家立约。
These people comprise spiritual Israel today.
今天这些人就合成属灵的以色列人了。
See Galatians 3:26-29.
你看加拉太书三章二十六到二十九节。
God will never write his law on an unwilling heart.
上帝绝不会把他的律法写在一个不愿意接受的人的心上。
The power of choice lies with us.
选择权是在乎我们。
Everything depends upon the right use of the will.
每一件事情就是在乎意志的正当运用。
Will we choose to give God our hearts?
我们愿不愿意选择将我们的心献给上帝？
And ask him to write upon our minds his eternal will?
并且求他将他永远的旨意写在我们的脑子里头呢？
When we have made this full surrender,
当我们做了这种完全的降服的时候，
then,Let us draw near with a true heart in full assurance of faith.
我们就当存着诚心和充足的信心来到上帝面前。
Having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience.
我们心中天良的亏欠已经洒去。
And our bodies washed with pure water.
身体用清水洗净了。
The water of baptism.
也就是水的洗礼。
Hebrews 10:22.
希伯来十章二十二节。
There are four vocabulary words to lesson 89.
第八十九课一共是有四个生字。
Let us pronounce them. Number one.
第一个。
Covenant.
盟约。
Covenant. Two. Sprinkled.Sprinkled. Three. Erected.
树立或者造成。
Erected. Four. Occupation. Occasion.
场合或者一件事情。
Occasion. All right, let us read this lesson over in English.
我们把这一课用英文再念一遍。
Lesson 89 on the New Covenant.
第八十九课新约。
The Old Testament prophet Jeremiah foretold that God would one day establish a new covenant with his people. Behold, the days are coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel. But this is the covenant which I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it upon their hearts. And I will be their God, and they shall be my people. Jeremiah 31:31-33, according to the Revised Standard Version. First, let us consider the Old Testament. Then we will study the difference between it and the promised New Covenant. Anciently, God chose Israel to be his special people. To them he gave his truth, the knowledge of his holy will. God promises to bless them materially and spiritually if they would be loyal to him and faithful in proclaiming the truth to surrounding nations. When the children of Israel were led out of Egypt by Moses, they were but a nation of slaves. For a long time they had been in bondage to the Egyptians. As a result of slavery, most of them had forgotten God's purpose for them. God's first great act in behalf of his people after the Exodus was to make a covenant with them at Mount Sinai. The terms of the covenant were the Ten Commandments. God himself came down upon Mount Sinai and proclaimed his law amid thundering and lightning. After hearing the solemn words, the people promised, "All the words which the Lord hath said we will do." Exodus 24:3. Then Moses recorded the words of the Lord. He offered animal sacrifices. Some of the blood of the animals was sprinkled on an altar erected for the occasion. Next, Moses took the book of the covenant and read it in the audience of the people. Again they said, "All that the Lord hath said, we will do, and be obedient." Exodus 24:7. Then Moses took some of the blood and sprinkled it on the people, saying, "Behold, the blood of the covenant, which the Lord hath made with you concerning all these words." Verse 8. Later, Moses was called into the mount by the Lord, where God wrote the law on tables of stone with his own finger. Afterward, this law tablet was placed in the golden ark of testimony. This ark was in the most holy apartment of the sanctuary. The sanctuary stood in the midst of the camp of Israel. How long did the children of Israel keep this covenant? Less than 40 days. Before Moses returned from the mount, they were worshiping an idol of their own making. Often, it was thus with Israel. Their history is a record of repeatedly breaking God's commandment with them. Finally, God rejected the nation of Israel as his chosen people. This, in brief, is the story of the Old Covenant. Then Jesus came, the mediator of a better covenant, which was established upon better promises. Hebrews 8:6. In the Old Covenant, the people promised to obey. In the New Covenant, God promises to write his will upon our hearts. The sacrifices of the Old Covenant were but the lives and blood of animals. In the New Covenant, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal Spirit offered himself without spot to God, purchase your conscience, or purge your conscience, from dead works to serve the living God. Hebrews 9:14. So now, we are sanctified through the offering of the body of Jesus Christ once for all. For by one offering, he hath perfected forever them that are sanctified. Hebrews 10:10-14. The basis of the new covenant is still the Ten Commandments. It does not say, I will put new laws into their hearts, but I will put my laws into their hearts. Hebrews 10:16. God himself never changes, neither does his will. So God is today making his covenant with individuals, not nations. These people comprise spiritual Israel today. See Galatians 3:26-29. God will never write his law on an unwilling heart. The power of choice lies with us. Everything depends upon the right use of the will. Will we choose to give God our hearts and ask him to write upon our minds his eternal will? When we have made this full surrender, then let us draw near with a true heart, in full assurance of faith, having our hearts sprinkled from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water, the water of baptism. See Hebrews 10:22. And so today we have compared the Old Covenant with the New Covenant.
在今天我们已经把旧约跟新约做了一个比较。
And we have discovered that the Old Covenant was made with the nation of Israel.
所以我们发现旧约是跟以色列国所定的。
The stipulations of this covenant were written on a table of stone.
这个约的条款是写在石板上头。
It was soon broken by the Israelites.
过了不久, 以色列人就违反了这些条款。
The law was on tables of stone.
这个律法是写在石板上。
Been placed within the ark.
是放在约柜里头。
And was in the center of the Israelitish encampment.
是在以色列人营盘的中央。
But it had failed to be placed in their own hearts.
但是却没有放在他们的心里头。
And so, God, through Jesus Christ, makes the new covenant.
上帝借着耶稣基督立了新约。
This time not with any certain nation.
这一次不是和某一个国家所立的。
But with citizens of all nations.
而是与所有的国家里头的人立。
And he promises to place the law upon the fleshy tables of the individual's heart.
他也应许要将这律法、这约写在每一个人的心里面的肉做的这个法板上头。
Are you willing to enter into with Christ into this new covenant relationship?
你愿不愿意跟耶稣基督立这个约呢？
Are you willing to allow Christ to write his law upon your heart?
你是不是乐意让耶稣将他的律法写在你的心上呢？
Then you will say with the psalmist,
你这样就可以和诗人一块说,
I delight to do thy will.
我乐意照你的旨意行。
Yea, thy law is within my heart.
你的律法在我的心里。
May God bless you until the next broadcast.
我愿上帝赐福给你。 我们再会。